Welcome to News Video Clip. Yesterday, President Trump went on Newsmax and claimed that he had won the war against Iran. Now, everybody knew he was lying, so he had to come out with a new lie today. And his new lie is that Congress does not have to declare war. In fact, he claimed it was unconstitutional for Congress to have to declare war, not the president.
Mr. President, it's day 60. Are you going to seek congressional authorization for...
Well, no other country has ever done it. It's never been in, as you know, most people consider it totally unconstitutional.
Now, actually, most people don't consider it totally unconstitutional for Congress to have the power to declare war. In fact, we know this because it's literally written in the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. It says the Congress shall have the power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. It's literally there in the fucking Constitution, you fucking liar. So I'm sure that's not going to change the minds of these brainless Trump supporters. They'll make some ridiculous excuse for his lie, but it's right there. We got him on video saying it, and he lied like hell. Alrighty, let's move on to Trump supporter Russell Brand. Now, good old Russell has been accused of committing multiple rapes and sexual abuse. He goes on trial in the UK later this fall. But right now, the Walton Republican Women Federated, it's some sort of a Republican women's group in Florida, has invited him to speak at their May 6th meeting. And their post says, Russell will speak about his journey to becoming a follower of Christ and his new book, How to Become a Christian in 7 Days. There's no mention that Russell's going to talk about the multiple sexual crimes he's been accused of and will be going on trial for. So people are actually going to pay to see this lunatic speak about his spiritual journey. Wow. Talk about grifting. That's some pretty thick bullshit. Alrighty. We do have some bad news coming out of the Fifth Circuit Court in New Orleans. They ruled today that women cannot receive abortion pills through the mail nationwide. This applies to the entire country. So let's take a look at this report by MS Now.
Get some thoughts on this. Right before we came on the air, the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana, temporarily blocked access to mail order abortion pills nationwide. MS Now reporting this will have immediate repercussions on abortion access, given that medication abortions account for the majority of abortions in recent years. Your reaction to this development?
You know, as the daughter of a second wave feminist who worked really hard for Roe, and, you know, all the women of that generation considered Roe v. Wade to be the law of the land. Donald Trump installed three conservative justices, and he was able to overturn Roe. You know, there was a lot of talk of whether he would go after the abortion pills, which have been the reason why we haven't seen as many illegal abortions, because right. These pills are safe and effective. So to see this happening.
Okay, so that's Molly Jong Fast, and she's absolutely right. The abortion pills were ruled safe and effective back in 2000 by the FDA. So what's the big change here? I'll tell you what's going on. Trump installed a bunch of forced birthers, wacky evangelicals into the FDA when he took office in 2024. And they are pushing this false narrative that the abortion pill is somehow very dangerous and should be banned. Of course, all they're doing is just parroting the anti-abortion activists. That's all they're doing. There's no science to back them up whatsoever. And now the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has jumped on this rule, on this false nonsense, this junk science, to ban the mailing of abortion pills nationwide. And this is really going to screw over women who live in red states where abortion is already banned or it's severely limited. So now they can't get abortion pills through the mail. This likely is going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, but that could be a problem because, as we all know, Trump installed three of the stooges on the Supreme Court. There's three more conservatives on the Supreme Court at six against three normal judges who follow the law. So women could indeed lose their right to have an abortion with these pills through the mail if the conservatives get what they want. That is really scary. All right, heading up now to Minnesota, we have this guy. He is a representative named Drew Roach, whose name certainly matches his face. Anyways, Drew was the sole vote against a bill that would ban AI child porn software. This is software that literally creates AI child porn. And Drew Roach actually was the sole vote against this bill. It passed 132-1. So here was Drew Roach giving his reasons why he opposed this bill. Here we go.
What we're going to do here is we're going to attack the software, a manufacturer, and instead shifting our focus on that instead of the perpetrators of these crimes. If we want to prevent this from happening in the future, we should go after those perpetrators.
Well, no shit, Sherlock, but the perpetrators are actually using this type of software to commit the crime. So ban the software, it's going to be a lot harder to commit the crime. That's called crime prevention, dumbass. All right. Anyways, if you want to read more about that story or any of the stories we've talked about, we have the links right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters who never back up their claims, I'm talking about Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore. All those liars never back up their claims with links to the stories. We do. That's what makes us different. Alrighty, please like and subscribe, or you can hate, just subscribe, and we'll talk to you later with new stories later.